you ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much, and I have to close my eyes and hide. I wanna hold you till I die, till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides. And all his strategy leaves me battling with my pride. But through the insecurity, some tenderness survives. I'm just another writer, still trapped within my truth. A hesitant frost fighter, still trapped within.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the special edition of the Nuthouse podcast brought to you by BoxAsylum.com. I'm your host, Andy Patterson. Now, unless you've been in a coma since last Thursday, you may not know that Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, or Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, whichever way you want to say it, they've finally signed on the dotted line after 6 years of cock teasing, verbal sparring, claims and counterclaims, lawsuits, drug testing issues, allegations of A-side meth usage, large heads, hands injections, fear of needles, fear of losing your precious zero that makes you claim to be TBE, prison stints to avoid the fight, running for president and spunking millions upon millions of dollars, basically then returning to beg for the fight, lying about contracts, refusal to meet in Dallas, claiming that the belt doesn't make you when you actually said in the past you're a belt collector, demands that a fighter must leave his promoter to make the fight happen, verbal troll aimed at Bob Arum for apparently being the main reason for the fight not happening before, claims that no one has done what Pacquiao has done, come up through the weights when actual fat Mayweather done the same thing. Well, they have finally waltzed into position, and May 2nd they will finally duke it out for the lineal welterweight title, the pound for pound crown, and the title of the best of his generation. Now, the boxing world seems to have had their bobby in a headlock, wanking feverishly over the past, week or so. Fights happening, we've still got 9-10 weeks to go. We could still see a failed drugs test, though. Someone could lift a hand to their woman. Someone can get their calling to go to Jesus and preach full time. Who knows? But me, on the other hand, I'm slightly reserved about the whole thing. Yeah, it's the Super Bowl, the Champions League, the World Cup of boxing, but I'm only going to say one thing, and only one thing about it. What would have happened, prime for prime? We'll never know. Maybe Mayweather would win the fight more convincingly. Maybe the fight happening later, and Floyd slowing down slightly, it might make it a closer fight. That's what we're here to discuss. This is all things Pacquiao, Mayweather, Mayweather, Pacquiao, again, like any way you want to slice it. We on the call today, I've got Kurt Ward, Dave Loback on the call phone, I've got Donnie Baseball joining us shortly, I've got Alex Morris, and I've got Tommy Allen. Now, guys, I'm going to go round all of these. Really, we all wanted to see the fight 6 years ago. He's happy. Kurt, are you happy? The fight's happening now. Obviously, you're going to be happy. The fight's happening, period, but there's still not a lot of nagging doubt about you that, you know, we're getting the fight too late?
Well, yeah, that's probably the truth in theory. I mean, the fight should have happened. I thought the best time for it would have been 2010. Floyd had just come back off the Marquez schooling, Manny had looked great beating down Cotto. I think that was when they were both at their best for this fight. But you know, I didn't think it would ever happen. Now it's been signed and apparently it's going to happen. You know, we've got to take it when it is. Hagler against Leonard should have happened 5 years beforehand. You know, Leonard was playing games, the fight didn't happen, and then it finally did. I mean, it was still a massive fight, and this is going to be the biggest fight of all time in terms of pay-per-views, and interest is going to transcend, you know, the sport. You know, people who never watch boxing or don't have any idea about boxing will, at some stage, you know, look at this news online or in the newspapers, and it's the two best fighters in the world right now fighting, and yeah, it should have happened earlier, but I'm glad that it's happening. That it's happening at all, to be honest. And now it's signed. I'm excited for it, and I think we've got 10 weeks to go. And you know, may the best man win. I think, you know, Floyd is rightfully the favourite, but in my opinion, the fight's closer now than it was 4 or 5 years ago. That's not to say, you know, Pacquiao couldn't have won then, but I think now Floyd has slowed down, Manny's slowed down. They've both shown vulnerabilities, in my opinion, and I think it still favours Floyd, but I think it's closer now.
I don't know if it's closer. When you go, Dave.
Can I just break in about the point you made about Leonard Hagler? It should have happened a few years earlier, but to be fair to Leonard, we can't compare him too much to Floyd playing games, you said. I mean, his eye was injured, and he had massive pressure from his family and even his longtime coach to retire because he thought he might go blind if he continued. So, I mean, I can't really hold that fight being put off against Leonard.
But then you could also say that he held off against Duran for the rubber match.
Yes, that's true. I mean, was that his fault though, or was it Duran's fault? I wasn't like following boxing closely at the time, so I don't know. Like, was there a big call for that rematch?
Yeah, well, if you go back to after the fallout of the rematch, you know, they had an ABC special, I think, and Duran wanted an immediate third fight, and Leonard just basically says, you know, he said, I would think the press would kill it, I don't think there's anyone's call for it now, you know, and then I think it was something like, 8 years later before the fight happened again, so...
Look at Lewis Tyson as well. I mean, Tyson was obviously a shell of his former self. Lewis was on the way out as well. But that fight was a fight that had to happen. Yeah, we would have liked to see it much earlier, but it was still a massive event. And for Lewis's career, it was a fight that needed to happen. I think that the same applies for these two guys. Both guys need it, I think. And the winner of it will have the bragging rights and, you know, it'll secure their legacy, even though they don't really need their legacy, you know, secured in that way. But it's the one big win over their main rival for so many years.
Tommy, you've been one of the biggest critics of Floyd Mayweather ever since I've known you, mate. You've called me all sorts of things under the sun, some things we won't even talk about on here. But are you going to give Floyd Mayweather credit for making, well, it looks like he, from the outside looking in, it looks like he seems to move heaven and earth to try and make this fight happen now eventually. So you're going to give him credit now, mate?
I genuinely believe that he's been forced into a position where he's had to take this fight. He's run out of excuses. There is no excuses for him to make. Pacquiao has done it and said, I'll do everything. I'll take less money. I'll take the drugs test. I'll tie one hand behind my back, you know. I think Mayweather's been embarrassing to take this fight. His own fans have turned on him. Even look at somebody like that guy on ESPN, what's his name? That?
Steve Smith.
He turned on him, man. You know, Mayweather was putting a lot of pressure to take this fight, I think. Showtime had put a lot of pressure on him. I didn't think he wanted the fight. I think Floyd's content to fight guys he knows he's going to beat and they protect the role. But I genuinely believe that he did fear. He definitely feared Manny Pacquiao back in 2009. Everybody in Montgomery knew that Manny Pacquiao did not like to give blood. Manny Pacquiao had actually been attacked by the fans for using that as an excuse after the Eric Morales fight. And you tell me after 31 fights, Floyd Mayweather just comes and says, oh, let's clean the sport up and let's have this guy take a blood test. You know, that's... my great Mayweather goes back a lot longer than that. Everybody knows I'm a big Margarito fan and what happened there, that was a bad taste. If I was a big Mayweather fan, like, till 2003, 2004, but after the move up to to welterweight and Margarito stuff, obviously I just went right off him after that. So, no, you're still paid if you mean. Don't mind off, I'm clear out.
Tommy no sitting on the fence. Alex, obviously you heard Tommy mention there that, you know, Floyd's just, you know, all of a sudden after, what was it, 31, 32 fights, he wants to then decide to clean the sport up. You know, we all know that combat sports, I don't care what anyone says, combat sports has got a drug problem. MMA seems to be riddled with the fucking stuff just now. Where do you sit on, you know, basically going back in time about the drug testing issue? Who do you think was mainly to blame going back, I don't know, 6 years? And right through to until the fight was signed, who was the one that was mainly holding the fight up over drug testing? Was it the fact is that Mayweather wouldn't allow a cut-off date? Was Pacquiao being too precious that he wasn't wanting to give blood and he wanted a cut-off date of 2 weeks? Where do you stand on the issue?
Well, what people need to realise is that Floyd originally did bring all of this to light. I mean, he may have only been doing it for purposes for to his own end and things like that, and only to, you know, create difficulty in the Pacquiao fight and try to slander Pacquiao at the time. But it did bring the drug testing issue to light for a lot of people. I mean, there was hardly any other mention of drug testing in the sport, you know, apart from the odd fighter failing now and then, really. But, you know, I think originally Pacquiao was, you can almost think of it like this. Pacquiao, when he requested these cut-off dates and things like that, he likely hardly knew anything about the testing either. I mean, the testing that they'd done at the time was almost certainly, you know, the basic commission-based testing. And to have all these specific cut-off dates and timings and Floyd wanting to be tested right up to the date, he probably, you know, didn't know how to deal with it. And obviously I think he's using as well, but and that was probably an issue to begin with, is him having to get around the subject, I think. People seem to latch onto this comment about, oh, I'm scared of needles or something, and, you know, he's got tattoos, but the fact is a tattoo needle and a surgical needle are completely different things. Additionally, I think that Pacquiao is to blame originally for that, because ultimately there is no excuse. Even if he is ignorant on the subject, there is no excuse for trying to turn it down or try to create a situation where he's not having to test himself. So, but eventually he did agree to it. I mean, I don't remember the specific dates, but, you know, at least a year or two into it, he agreed to these testing. He agreed to any time testing, blood and urine testing. I mean, urine testing is probably the more significant test that could catch either of these men out. You know, urine testing is the testing that they do for testosterone and things like that. So that's really what is the more significant worry there. Blood testing, you know, goes for EPO and things like that. But, you know, they're both ultimately significant. And I think that in the beginning, Pacquiao was more likely to blame, along with, you know, Aram and stuff. I think the hatred there was very still almost fresh, if anything. But as things progressed, you could see Mayweather was lining up a lot more excuses for why he didn't want it. You know, it was almost like, it was comical almost, the way he just gave excuse after excuse, you know, saying, oh, I want this person, you know, it's got to be on my fight network, then he's got to sign for my promotions, and then, you know,
health
comes first and all this nonsense. And I think that, you know, the testing issue itself, I think, is a completely moot point, because at the moment they've not got the best testing available. They're not trying to clean up the sport. They're trying to make it look like they're having a clean sport. If either of them fail a drug test with the testing that they've got, they're being fucking idiots, and either of them don't want to fight the other man, because the strength and conditioning coaches that they've employed, if they failed a drug test like this, then they shouldn't even be working in the business. It's sad to say, but towards the middle, I think Floyd was more to blame, and more recently, I think both have taken apart again, because, again, Aram and his ego likely didn't want to give Floyd much of a, you know, much of a winning say. And Floyd, of course, his ego in itself always wants to win. We've heard of the eccentricities of Floyd. We've heard of the different things that he constantly demands. I mean, recently his denied trip to Australia, the weird things he demanded there, like an endless supply of M&Ms or something. And, you needed to have, was it Mountain Dew on tap? You know, it's very bizarre, the signs of, you know, a man whose ego is completely out of control. So I think both men, more so Bob Arum than Manny Pacquiao, who seems to be just a puppet of Arum, and Manny's does his own thing off in the Philippines. But I'm sort of glad it's just done now, really. I mean, it was annoying just listening to this constant back and forth and constant whining from fans either side. So it's just good to get out of the way.
Tommy, you wanted to say something on the drug testing?
What?
Yeah, you said on the chat there.
That's me.
Oh, sorry, mate. When you go out, Kurt.
I'm just going to say, you know, you can always look back and say, oh, this guy's to blame. Usually that's going to, in reality, that's going to come down to who the person dislikes. If you dislike Floyd, it's going to be Floyd's fault. If you dislike Manny, it's going to be Manny's fault. The fact is, I blame both guys. Let's you know, be real about this. They're both huge stars. They're both divas. They don't like being told what to do. They're the ones who usually give out the orders. When you fight Floyd, you have to do what he says. When you fight Manny, you have to do what Manny says. So with Manny being told he has to take this testing, you know, it's, if he doesn't want to do it, he can just say no, and then, and yeah. Same with Floyd. I mean, they just don't want to, they don't want to do what they're told. And now I think it's a case of they've not been forced into making the fight. They could still fight other people, but their options have dwindled. You know, Manny's pay-per-views have come down. Floyd's been reduced to fighting Maidana twice, and you know, apparently his pay-per-views are not doing as well as they used to, even though they're still doing well. But there's not a lot of options. No one wants to see a Cotto match. Not many people want to see a Khan fight, like, as opposed to a Manny fight. So there's not a lot of options. But I think, you know, when both guys can make, well, in Manny's case, 25 million fighting the Aljus of this world, and Floyd can make God knows how many millions fighting the Maidanas, they were happy to do that. And, you know, they didn't want to each give an inch. But now their options have dwindled, and now they've made the fight. And to be honest, I don't really care about who was to blame before the fight's happening. And as a fan, that's all I want to see.
I think there's been significant pressure. I think there's been significant pressure from a lot of the TV networks as well, because it's funny how this is coinciding with Al Heyman's year on, you know, network television over in America, and this is the big fight to make everyone take notice of boxing again. And then what follows it is a lot of, you know, boxing on free television.
Well, the thing is, what I wanted to discuss just now is the fact is, you know, people are saying, oh, Manny is roiding off his tits, he was taking drugs left, right and centre. Alex Ariza says he wanted to do more testing on Manny, and he didn't want it, apparently. Well, let's just get something else straight. You know, which fighter is actually connected to a person who ran anti-aging clinics with THT therapy? Floyd Mayweather. He was linked to a guy called Dr. Don Hale, who actually seems to run these anti-aging clinics in Tennessee, Florida, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And when you actually asked Floyd Mayweather up front, have you ever heard of TRT? And he went straight as you could get on the camera, never heard of it. You try to tell me a guy that you actually, who actually looked up to, you actually looked after him while your dad's in prison for selling crack cocaine, didn't even, not even once mention what testosterone replacement therapy was.
The man who supported him through the Olympics.
Yep, he actually been deadly serious with us. This is a guy who apparently gets his blood spinned and reintroduced to his body. A guy apparently who actually keeps testers waiting for up to 5 to 6 hours before he goes for a piss test, because he's been told in the past that if you keep him waiting as long as possible, it might flush your system out a lot quicker. I mean, come on. I mean, okay, I can see the point is testing right up to the start of the fight. That's the way it should be done. But the 2-week cut-off period, I've had no problem with, because the simple fact is this. If you're going to be juicing or taking drugs, isn't it going to be 2 weeks before a fight? It's going to be when you're going to start tapering off and trying to get out of your system. You're going to be taking drugs something like 16, 12, 10 weeks before a fight, and then taper off as you get closer to the fight. So,
and
let's just
absolutely
know.
And, you know, what's the point of saying you're cleaning up the sport when you're only doing a certain type of test anyway? Is Floyd being tested randomly 365? No, he's not. He's being tested when he's in camp twice a year, or once a year when he's in camp. I mean, the testing's not good enough, no matter, you know, whatever they do. So the fact is, neither guy's failed a test, and people can speculate and say, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that. But like I said, it all comes down to, if you don't like Manny Pacquiao or you're a big fan of Mayweather, you're going to say Pacquiao's juicing, and people who don't like Floyd and love Pacquiao will say that Floyd injects stuff into his hands and all this nonsense. I mean, the fact is, we can't say anything about the drugs, and you can't say that either guy is cheating or anything, because, you know, we have no proof.
Donnie, you've been interesting. Go on, mate. Do you believe that, well, as I said to Alex, who's to blame for the fight that happened there? Is it over simply because of drug testing? Is Mayweather right to hold out for full drug testing right up to the fight? Or was a two-week cut-off period justified?
The two-week cut-off was a red herring. I don't think it actually made a difference. I think Floyd presumably knows that there's not any drugs that you could do. Let's say, you know, all right, you have a two-week cut-off. You know, on day 14 of the fight, you do some drugs or whatever, you know, steroids or whatever it might be. I mean, you would get any benefit from it. I mean, the most, like, usually cycles of steroids are 12 weeks. Sometimes people do a half cycle. That's 6 weeks. And then, you know, if you're doing that thing that, you know, the stuff that the whole Balco scandal was all about, I mean, it was out of your system, I think, in about 4 or 5 days. But still, you'd still have to take them for 6 weeks.
Well, so they actually reckon EPO could be out of your system within 24 hours in small dosage.
Yeah, it could. But, I mean, so let's say you took that. You know, I mean, you'd have to, but to get the benefit of it, though, like to microdose, like Lance Armstrong did or something, you'd have to take it, you know, shortly before the fight or something like that. I mean, basically, you'd be running a high risk that you'd get found out for that. So, I mean, basically, what I'm going to say, though, is that I think it was a red herring. And, you know, ever since then, I think Floyd maybe realized that, you know, why did I give him 50% anyways? You know, I mean, maybe he thought that he shouldn't have done that. And you know, for the last several years, I think it's been the fault of both fighters that the fight hasn't gotten made. But everything sort of came together, sort of a confluence of factors. And most of them, I think, have already been said. But, you know, as Alex said, the fact that Al Heyman's launching an NBC series, that's going to reinvigorate, you know, interest on the part of casual sport, just sort of general sports fans who could be motivated to get interested in boxing. But I think the casual fans have been largely turned off by the lack of this fight. You know, I have a lot of friends who have told me, you know, I'm turned off from the sport. I don't follow it as much anymore because, you know, if they can't make the biggest fight in the sport, then, you know, I mean, why am I bothering? Well, now they are. And now all those people are back again. And presumably, I think a lot of them might well turn into this NBC series. So they had a huge motivation to get that done. And remember that Al Heyman isn't investing his own money, or at least the majority of his money isn't his own money. It's coming from investors. And, you know, those people are taking a huge risk buying time on network television. And you damn well better be sure that they said, hey, look, you know, in order for our people to watch this programming, they need to, you know, casual fans need to have their interest in boxing reinvigorated. And the best way to do that is to make Mayweather Pacquiao. And I'm sure that they demanded that fight be done. And by the same token, yeah, Manny's pay-per-view numbers have dropped. Not necessarily, I don't know if it's because of the fact that they dropped off so badly after the knockout, although that could have been part of it. But I think a big part of it was just the lack of opponents. I mean, the reason why he fought Algeria in his last fight is because most of the fights we wanted to see were between him and Al Heyman fighters, you know, or Marquez, and Marquez wasn't interested. So basically there was no opponents out there for him. So he ran out of opponents, and, you know, the guy who basically is Floyd's guru, Al Heyman, you know, needed this fight to help sell his series, his NBC series, of which he's investing a lot of other people's money. So, I mean, it just everybody, it was in everybody's interest to finally make this happen. And also, don't forget the Showtime contract as well. They were starting to lose money on Floyd pay-per-views because they needed to hit a certain benchmark for the pay-per-views to be profitable. Canelo sold a lot, but the Maidana fights didn't sell as well, and they were, you know, losing money on those fights. So now they're going to be making huge money. I mean, now Floyd Mayweather's contract is clearly a net positive for them, whereas before it wasn't prior to this fight.
Just looking at ticket prices, I don't know if any of you guys have been keeping an eye on the ticket prices, but I've seen on Boxing Scene, I think it was just the start of this week, that the most expensive ticket currently listed on, I think it's TickIQ, ringside section E, row E, is for $64,000, $689. Now, I was actually got told this morning that this casual fan actually pulled me aside today and he says, you pumped for Mayweather Pacquiao? I says, yo, well, you know, I'm happy it's happening. I'll watch the fight. I ain't paying pay-per-view for it. It should have happened a few years ago. But he was then telling me, he read in an article that it's in a red top in the UK, which is probably not even worth for wiping your arse with. But apparently, what they're saying in the article is that any of the high rollers wanting involved, they must, at the very least, at the casino, have enough money to put a credit line down of $120,000.
So $250,000.
So it's $250,000.
Yeah.
Right, Donovan.
That's insane.
So that is what you must have in order to get a ticket for this fight. $250,000.
Yeah,
and ringside seats for Matisse Provodnikov for $75.
$75.
Yeah, but you know what? That's honestly a load of... I'm going to tell you right now, though. I don't know if anyone saw my tweet this morning. That's a load of BS because I was literally the first person on that site. When 9:59 turned to 10 a.m. on the East Coast, I immediately logged in. I mean, I was already logged in, but I just refreshed my page. I had the thing all set. I hit one ticket. I was looking for one, and there was no ringside seats. None. And there weren't even any, first row seats in the other section right behind ringside. So, they listed them at $75. But let me tell you something. Here's what probably happened, and I don't know this to be true. But I can tell you that baseball teams in America have been caught doing this before. But what they do is they'll put a low face value and they'll be like, oh, we want to keep the ticket prices reasonable. And then what they do is they sell them to a shell corporation, like a subsidiary company, but they actually own that company. So they sell it to them before the tickets ever go to the general public. And then that company then puts them on StubHub and resells them at a huge profit. So, basically they could say, oh, we're keeping ticket prices low for the people or whatever. And yeah, you know, the ticket prices are low. You could have gotten a very good seat at the fight for, I think, $45 or $50, which is great. But, if you wanted a ringside seat, those weren't really being offered at $75. They never saw the light of day in terms of the general public's access to them.
That's crazy.
I've done exactly the same as you, Donnie, for the Canelo fight, and I was on for 20 minutes to half an hour. I tried to get seats in every section, and I couldn't get one, so you hit the nail on the head. You know exactly what's happening with those tickets.
I just got seats for recently Garcia versus Peterson and Quillen Lee. That's obviously a card promoted by different people, managed by different people, but I paid $250, something around there, for seats in row 14. That's doesn't seem fair to me. Provodnikov Matisse is a much better fight. Are you still going to that, Donnie?
I might be. Yeah. I'm gonna see.
Missus.
I mean,
he's gonna ask the ball and chain first before he can get away. You know.
No, I'm gonna. I was actually gonna go, but the thing is now is I might try to apply for credentials instead.
Yeah.
So I can sit because I like
cheap.
Cheap ass. Well, just going back on the fight, and obviously, I dare say we're probably a podcast. It's probably class. It's probably Mayweather haters. Pacquiao's got his detractors. You know, I don't think he's squeaky clean. I don't think Floyd Mayweather's squeaky clean. But on the topic of the fight itself, Nacho Berestein's come out today and he says that Pacquiao's got a 45% shot of beating Mayweather.
Did he run that through his computer or something?
He said, I've always liked Pacquiao's style better because he has a commercial style. People will gladly pay to see him fight. And the other, as we know, has a defensive style, but also has many resources. I think Pacquiao has a 45% chance Mayweather is a favourite, but only a little bit. On paper, it is Mayweather who arrives at the better time because of the knockout Pacquiao suffered to Marquez. But Pacquiao has many things going for him, speed and being a smart fighter. Although people think otherwise, he knows when to shoot his combinations. Bernard Hopkins, on the other hand, thinks that he explains as to why, after six rounds, Pacquiao will basically be target practice for Floyd Mayweather. He says the first five or six rounds is going to be back and forth fight because of Pacquiao's aggression. Pacquiao is not the best defensive fighter. Mayweather is going to be sharp, is going to sharpshoot, and not only is Mayweather going to fight back when he needs to, but after that, the sixth round, it's a done deal. Mayweather will take over. Tommy, do you agree with that?
Did he say after that he'd never lose to a Filipino? I think Pacquiao can win the fight. I'm seeing Mayweather win by decision. I don't think Manny can get a decision in Vegas. That's just my opinion. What's interesting, it's always been interesting to me, is Pacquiao's left hand. Obviously Mayweather, when he shoots his left hand, Mayweather's is exposed to the side, where Mayweather's chin is not behind his shoulder, you know. And we've seen Mayweather get a lot of trouble for fighters with strong left hands before. But obviously Zab Judah for the first four rounds, Zab a four round fighter, gave him fits. Even the Corley fight, Corley obviously stunned him with the right hook, but it's obviously on a southpaw stance, it's caused him problems. Miguel Cotto, see if you watch the Miguel Cotto fight, when Cotto was getting in close, he was switching to southpaw when Floyd was in the ropes, and that's how he was hitting him. Pacquiao's a very, very live dog in this fight. 3-1 attempt to Rhodes. As I say, I'm going to go with, I think Floyd's actually got a good chin. I know my critic him, but I think he can take a shot, but Pacquiao can win this fight, but I'm going to end it to Floyd. Just decision.
Why don't you think Pacquiao can win in Vegas against Floyd? I mean, if you look at recent fights for Floyd, I mean, the Maidana fight.
You can't win against fucking Tim Bradley in Vegas. You can't win against Mayweather.
Yeah, but if you look at Mayweather, I mean, one of the judges had it a draw, the Maidana fight. Obviously, the Canelo fight was one of them had it a draw as well. I mean, some of them cards have been, you know, they've stiffed Mayweather on them, you know. So I think he can win a decision, mm-hmm. to be honest.
To be honest, if you had CG Ross maybe on the judging, you know, Pacquiao's chances maybe kind of slim the betting a little bit. I'm just looking at the odds just now on William Hill's. Floyd Mayweather to win 4-11, Pacquiao 94. Pacquiao to win a decision 5-1. 5-1 for Pacquiao to win by a stoppage. Mayweather 8-15 to win by a decision, and 5-1 to win by stoppage. To be honest, as Tommy says, guys, you know, Pacquiao, you know, even though he's maybe older, he's maybe more methodical thinking, maybe mentally I don't think he's the same fighter after the knockout against Marquez. He's more kind of, you know, thinks his way into range. But, you know, you look at those odds, you think about it, Pacquiao is well worth, I don't know, £100 of anyone's money. Definitely.
What are the odds in Vegas going to be close to the fight though, and all the Filipinos are smashing huge amounts of money on Pacquiao? That's when people are watching, in general.
Pacquiao actually opened as, when the fight was first put to sports books in 2009, I think Pacquiao actually opened as a favourite for the fight, didn't he?
No, I went into that one, mate. I actually put money up. No, Mayweather was a favourite for that one. I remember that clear.
Yeah, it was close, but...
It was closer.
It was a lot closer.
When I put my money on Mayweather, it went by decision, actually, they say if the fight didn't happen within a year, I would have got my money back, and I got £50 back within 12 months, so...
I think it was something like 11 to 8 for Floyd back then.
Yeah.
It was really close.
You know what's really bothering me about this fight? You get the success of me with our fans. Floyd will screw them. You won't hit Floyd. I mean, it's Manny Pacquiao we're talking. We've seen Floyd Mayweather hit much lesser fighters than Manny Pacquiao.
No,
I
was just going to say, actually. If you think about, you know, one of Floyd Mayweather's most favourite shots is pulling back over the incoming fighter's jab, rolling under and coming back with the straight right hand over the top. Maidana rolled under that same shot and landed a right hand that basically shook Mayweather up. Now, can Pacquiao get any distance, land a straight left hand just to basically buzz Mayweather? The thing is, in this fight, as I say just before I start the show, two things I want to see happen earlier. But the first thing I want to see happen earlier is Pacquiao to hurt Mayweather, see how he responds. Because if Pacquiao hurts him, I think Mayweather's then going to retreat, he's going to run, and he's going to be looking to try and think his way running about the ring and running about the fight. And secondly, we need a strong referee. Bayless, I felt, had a poor performance against in the rematch with Chino. He got too involved in that fight. You need a referee here who needs to get not involved, basically. Let the guys fight it out. We've had 6 years of cock teasing and dancing and waltzing to this moment. We didn't want a referee who's overzealous getting involved, but just let the guys fight it out. Just let them do what they've got to do in the days. But I think in the days, unless Pacquiao starts quick, Mayweather's just going to basically fight at his own pace, pick his moments, and that'll be it. Mayweather, 116, 112, 117, 111 on the cards.
Pacquiao has to start quick, because if you look at Floyd, I mean, it's those early rounds where he takes to, you know, suss out his opponent, basically. And I think if Pacquiao can start quick, that's when he can take the rounds. And if, like you say, if he can hurt Floyd or put him on the back foot and get him moving a bit. And then there's another question, you know, can Floyd move like he did? I mean, before it was said that he couldn't do it, and he did it in the Guerrero fight. But, you know, in the Maidana fight, he was a lot more stationary. Even in the rematch, when he moved more, it wasn't like it used to be, obviously, because of his age and stuff. But if he's more flat-footed during large parts of the fight, then it could be a much better fight than some are anticipating.
Thing is, he's been able to get away with being flat-footed. He's deliberately targeted fighters who are, you know, quite slow of foot, aren't very good at moving around very much. You know, he's been able to take it light. I mean, Pacquiao will obviously be a bit of a change to that, and it'll be interesting to see if he still has got the ability to, you know, get away from him and to maneuver around him still. I think Pacquiao, he's definitely lost a step ever since the Marquez knockout. That's very clear to see. I don't know if he's lost, if he's almost become fearful of, you know, being knocked out and hurt like that again. But, you know, I've said it for a while, I think Pacquiao will beat him. I think that although he has lost a step, I also think that Mayweather has lost a couple of steps as well. And I think that the fact that we saw those two, well, not, the second one wasn't very close, but the close fight against Maidana is really a telling sign of how well Pacquiao is going to do and how many shots Pacquiao probably will land on him.
And let's not... Oh, sorry.
No, go on.
Let's not forget, too, I mean, you know, Pacquiao, I mean, I'm not going to compare Algeria to Mayweather by any means in terms of their ability or their skill or their pound-for-pound status. I mean, obviously all those things, there's a drastic difference between them in that respect. But there is one thing I will say, which is that Algeria, I mean, he really does have very good movement. He is able to frustrate a lot of fighters with that movement. And Manny was able to cut off the ring against him. Mm-hmm. Now, if we look back at Floyd Mayweather's recent fights, as Kurt said, even in the rematch with Maidana, you could tell it just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't the Floyd we're used to seeing. Obviously, Maidana got to him in the first match and roughed him up and was able to cut off very effectively. Canelo Alvarez was supposed to be able to cut off the ring against Mayweather and then just never did, and in fact was moving backwards at points during that fight. And taking breaks on the ropes because of his stamina issues. So, I mean, Floyd really hasn't faced somebody who's really, really adept at cutting off the ring in quite some time, I don't think. And I think that that's something he's going to obviously have to prepare for. I'm not saying he can't do it, but for the people who are saying, oh, Mayweather will just potch out him, you know, outbox him, move around, pick his spots, you know, he hasn't faced someone who can cut off the ring like Manny in a long time, so it'll be interesting to see if that holds true.
See the thing with Pacquiao, right? If you listen to, again, if you listen to Floyd Mayweather's fans, he comes in the straight lines, and that's going to be the biggest load of crap I've ever in my life. Of course he's going to come in the straight lines. But what else is it they see? He's easy to hit. Pacquiao wasn't very easy to hit. He's actually quite hard to hit. What he does is, when he comes in, sometimes he gets reckless when he comes in, and then he gets caught. Well, like when he stood in front of Joshua Clote trying to prove a point, Clotty was hitting him with the uppercut. Pacquiao was actually quite hard to hit. I'm not saying he's anything like Pernell Whitaker or that, but come on, are we watching the same fighter here? I think he's actually looked quite good head movement and that, and you know, using his angles. I think it's a good fight.
It's people are trying to compare, you know, his defence to Floyd Mayweather's, and obviously his defence is nowhere near it. I mean, people always seem to think that a strong offensive fighter has to have a bad defense. You know, it's rubbish. I mean, people often make the same mistake with Duran, say, oh, he just rushes forward and he takes punches. And it's like, no, he's got, you know, it's a very nuanced defense there. It's very subtle defense. Yeah, he takes punches, but if he can take them and he'll get away with it. The fact is that I think against Floyd, Floyd's not going to hit him hard enough to knock him out necessarily. I reckon he could buzz him. I think Floyd's got power when he needs it. He'll hurt his hand to do it if he necessarily needs to get Pacquiao off of him, but I don't think that there's a serious risk of a knockout here, you know, apart from, you know, the golden shot, apparently, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that too. I mean, I still agree with your point, but I'm just going to come out and say it. We all thought the same thing about Marquez.
I think
Marquez could knock people out. Marquez could
just like these two.
I think the danger for Pacquiao is a bit like the Hatton fight, when the fight gets away from him and he starts diving in, getting reckless, looking for the big shot. That's when Mayweather, not with a one shot, but he starts landing like clean counters on him, and over, you know, a few round period, Mayweather's not a big puncher, but you know he's accurate and his timing is obviously great. And after time, that could take its toll. But to me, if anyone's getting a stoppage, it would be Manny. But even that is extremely doubtful, in my opinion.
The thing is, as well, is, as I say, is, you know, if the first three rounds in this fight is going to be telling. If it's not all action or Manny pushing the fight, we're in for a boring night. Now, if Pacquiao gets Mayweather to the ropes, and Mayweather does what he does best, he does a Philly shell, he rolls with the punches, and then just picks Manny off with that lead right hand, and he keeps doing it, will Pacquiao mentally then start to kind of break down, get desperate, as you say, Kurt? He's going to want to kind of go in there, get reckless, throw the punches, and he's just going to get picked off even more. Now, what's Mayweather got? Mayweather, I've always said, is a six-round fighter. Now, I know he's a great athlete and stuff like that, but what I mean by six-round fighter is he takes six rounds to figure out his opponent, then he pushes his foot down in the next six rounds and takes the fight to his opponent. This is what I think, where maybe Pacquiao's got to sustain his assaults for at least the first 7 or 8 rounds, and if he can do that, he's in with a great chance of winning the fight.
So, I mean, if you look at the Hatton fight and the Maidana first fight, it was the first half of the fight that they had their most success. Once he figured them out and got used to them, and the way they would like coming in and their speed and whatnot, he took the fight away from them. That's what he does. That's why it's imperative that Pacquiao banks as many as the early rounds as possible. You've got to think, if he has volume in this fight, if Pacquiao has volume, and that volume stays till the 12th round. In the Bradley fight, he faded in the first Bradley fight, the last 3 rounds. But if his volume's there and he's throwing punches, even if a lot of them are not landing, and it goes to decision, it's still going to be a close fight, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Claudio fight, actually. It could be something like what we'd see in a Pacquiao win. I know Floyd's not going to be as hesitant as Claudio, or as statuesque, but the Pacquiao barely landed clean on Claudio at all, but he won the fight shutout. You know, we could see something like that happening against Floyd. I think it depends how Manny responds to Floyd's punches. I think the size difference is going to be actually a big factor, because if Pacquiao was like just a tiny bit bigger, like maybe around the same size as Floyd, length wise. Had that little extra mass on him and could do the things that he can do, I'd be picking him immediately. But Pacquiao is the midget here.
What's the range difference between the two? It's pretty big.
I don't know, but it's quite telling. It's quite telling. I mean, height wise, Mayweather's got a fair height distance on him, and you know he is the more natural welterweight. Even though Floyd says he could make 140, if anything, Pacquiao could easily make, I would probably say 140 definitely. But he could probably make 135 if he tried.
I don't think that's a big deal, to be honest, in this fight. You know, I want Pacquiao to come in light for this fight. I don't want him to hit 147. I want him to come in light like he did, you know, when he was at his best. I want to see him.
Both of them will be light, I think. Both will be about 144, 145, I reckon.
I want him to come in light for this fight. The volume will be there. I want him to look, you know, ripped as ever. You know, obviously he's going to be training, like, it's the biggest fight of his life, and you know both of them are, and I want to see him coming that, because that's when you know that, you know, the speed is going to be a lot better. And for me, I think Dave said, you know, look at the Maidana fight, a lot of his shots were so crude, they weren't landing, but because he was making it a fight, and he looked like he was putting Floyd under pressure, he was taking rounds on people's cards. And Manny can do the same thing. You know, if Floyd shows up on the ropes and Manny's firing away, even if he misses a lot of the shots, it's going to appear that he's bossing that portion of the round. So I think volume is key, but I'm not sure if Pacquiao can keep the volume up.
I've got a couple of conspiracy theories for the Americans. You know how you guys love a few conspiracy theories. He's ready, David.
You're projecting your impression of Matty on all of us.
Listen, I know you love a conspiracy theory, you Americans, but anyway, couple of conspiracy theories for you. Do you think potentially that Pacquiao and Mayweather could maybe have a wee agreement not to go hard on each other, maybe have a closest type fight, you know, just enough to take on the cards for Floyd, then he's probably said to Pacquiao, right, okay, we'll get a rematch, I'll give you a wee bit extra money.
This,
you know, Pacquiao's maybe mentioned about retiring after this fight.
This came from Matty, didn't
it? Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is,
did this come from Matty? Matty emailed you this question, didn't he?
No. And secondly, do you think, with the fight being in Vegas, now obviously we've seen Pacquiao get robbed in Vegas, we've seen Mayweather get some questionable, you know, decisions against him, so to speak, shall we say, in the Canelo fight. I mean, that was never a draw, basically. But do you think, obviously, that the, him being the home fighter, that the judges and the referees are going to be favourable in some sort of way to Mayweather if we got a close fight?
No, I don't.
Actually, the first comment about maybe they do they have an agreement with each other, that's Bellew with a weak material. But
if you think about that, that would be
too hard, so we can have a rematch. All right. Anyway, that would be
an extremely smart business decision.
Yeah,
though,
but you could, I was going to say, it's much easier to just do it the other way, which is just if there was going to be some sort of corruption. I mean, you know, you could have a quick stoppage, you know, something like that.
Or
you could have just, yeah, exactly. If you see Howard Foster or John Lewis scheduled to ref this fight, then you know, some shit up. But I mean, the other thing too is that if you want to be a total conspiracy theorist about it, and you said to yourself, well, what would Vegas want? You have to think that Pacquiao, since he's younger, might be more likely to fight a few more fights than maybe Floyd would be. And also, too, I think if Floyd wins, I think he doesn't give the rematch. I think if Pac wins, he probably would, only because, I mean, like,
big money.
I mean, I think, I think he probably would want the money. You know, in Mayweather, I think, has clearly made a lot more money than Pacquiao over the years. And so I don't think he would need the rematch. I think he'd be satisfied with the outcome. You know, I guess it depends if it's a close fight. But in other words, I think if you're Vegas, you want as many big future fights as possible. And so, you know, you would favor the younger fighter, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, I think that this will be on the up and up. I really do. And don't worry. Like, I'm sure Heyman and Aaron will be negotiating aggressively to get the judges and the ref that they can both agree on. Like, don't think that was left out of the contract. Obviously, they're going to have to agree on that stuff, and no one's going to get there all their own way.
I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that there's going to be controversial scoring to obviously secure a big rematch in September. I mean, this is obviously, you know, a two-fight deal, unless Mayweather literally schools him or Pacquiao sparks him clean out or, you know, schools him in return, then you're not going to get the rematch. But I think there's definitely rematch material there. But I do think that Floyd won't have the judges on his side this time. Not necessarily as much as, you know, one might think, because obviously he is going to retire after this fight, or his next retire. I really believe that. And Vegas, as Donnie said, what interest have Vegas got in him if he's just going to retire after this fight? They might want him to, you know, carry on if he loses. You know, they want him to continue on and continue to make money off of him. So I think, you know, it's not out of the realms of possibility that the judges are either fair or they're controversial to support the rematch against Floyd.
I think there's going to be, if Pacquiao wins, there will be a rematch. If Floyd wins, there will not be a rematch, in my opinion. And
I'll tell you, I'm just going to say, sorry, see if Pacquiao sparks him, there will be no rematch, because that will fuck Mayweather's psyche up so bad that this cry would be the best ever, that he goes in and faces the biggest opponent, that, you know, the biggest threat to his claim to the throne of the greatest ever, or the greatest of his generation, and he gets wiped out, there's no rematch. Mentally, he cannot prepare, he cannot return.
Yeah,
from
no,
that.
Yes, he could. I think he would need it. I think he would have to, because I don't think he could live with not trying to avenge that.
If Mayweather sparked at 10 o'clock, he'd be found in the middle of the Las Vegas Strip naked with a fucking sockie in his cock, where he'd be nut.
And Tommy would be very happy as well.
Yeah.
Tommy's always there with the astute comments. Thank you.
As Alex kind of stole one of my next questions, actually, Kurt and Dave, you know, for instance, we've had a lot of chat on the forum from Big Digger, you know, who likes to call he's a big Mayweather fan, as we know. He likes to call him, that says that people hate him because he's an uppity Negro, as the saying goes. You know, that being
he's
the case,
so paranoid.
He is so paranoid. But that being the case, then, obviously, I'm maybe over-analysing it, but it's my job to create debate here. Donnie wants to put me up for Bellew of the Week, but this is my job. At the end of the day, let's flip it around a little bit. Does the fact that Mayweather's very flash, very brash, in his hometown, Is it a chance to fuck him over? If it's a close fight, they give it to Pacquiao?
I mean, I think we're giving the judges too much credit. We're excusing their shitty scorecards and saying that they're in some kind of, you know, plot to get one of the fighters. Maybe they're just shitty judges. I mean, you know, with the one...
Can't get any worse than the British ones, mate.
I mean, it's like I said, Mayweather's been stiffed on a card. I mean, they won Mayweather, Maidana first fight, a draw, one of them. Canelo, which was one of the worst you've seen in recent years. I mean, so yeah, Floyd can definitely get robbed, but I don't necessarily believe it's any plot. I don't believe in all those kind of theories. I mean, you could say that about any big fight. Let's have Canelo nick a close decision win over Mayweather so we can have a rematch, a massive fight. Same with the Cotto fight with Mayweather. Let's have it a close fight and or some controversy so Mayweather has an excuse to fight these guys again. I think Mayweather's not like that. Mayweather wants to win these fights. And, you know, when his face, when the judge had it a draw for Maidana and for Canelo, you know, it was total shock. And, you know, I think he's terrified of losing that. Oh, that's why he'll never be someone like a Roberto Duran to me, because he puts too much stock in that. Oh, I mean, yeah, he's a great fighter, but if he moved up and faced a guy that, you know, he was, you know, maybe an underdog against, or it was a closer fight and he lost, so what? I mean, I'd praise him, and just like I say, well done for taking this fight. Just like Duran, I mean, he got sparked out by Tommy Hearns, but who cares? The fact that he went in with those type of fighters, that shows his greatness in my opinion, and he came back from it. Floyd, I think he puts too much stock in the O, and I don't think he'd be involved in any plot to get a rematch. I think he'd love to score Manny, and, you know, that'd massage his ego like nothing else.
I think that it's an interesting point about the styles as well affecting the judges, that I think that if Floyd is seen almost as too defensive and too negative and just, you know, trying to pick his shots, that might count against him if Pacquiao was certainly going in there and giving it his all and, you know, throwing, you know, 100 punches or whatever. I think that the flashiness of it will certainly help Pacquiao out, and I think unless Floyd makes him look, you know, absolutely ridiculous and, you know, makes him miss shots wildly and, you know, cracks him on after every missed jab, then, you know, that might play a part as well. Incompetence, as Kurt said, is certainly a factor that's worth looking into more so than corruption.
We're getting a few of the PC Brigade on the Mixer chat about my comment there about the uppity Negro, but as I says, I am quoting a black man on the forum, guys. When I go running for the affirmative action office or phoning up this guy about complaining about racist and political correctness, just wind your cocks in a little bit, put the phone down and listen to what we're going to say. It was a quote from a black man on our forum. Wind your dicks in. Donnie, continue.
Allegedly a black man.
Allegedly a black man, yeah.
Well, no, never mind what I was going to say, but I was going to laugh. I was going to say, that reminds me of that Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know if you've ever seen it when he's going around the whole episode. I was quoting.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I was very clear about what I said the first time. But anyways, guys, do you think maybe Floyd's going to get the Oscar curse? You know, Oscar in the past, whatever, Mike Floyd Mayweather opponent, Victor Ortiz, Ricky Hatton, Shane Mosley, they've all said they've got the blueprint to beat him and stuff, they could beat him, and Floyd always finds a way to beat him. But now he's come out and says that he thinks if the fight was 3 years ago, Pacquiao would have won, now I'm going to go with Floyd Mayweather. So maybe the curse of old Oscar is actually going to strike upon young Mr. Floyd Mayweather.
And hasn't Teddy Atlas also picked Mayweather to win as well?
I think he's maybe kind of looking at the fact that he's going to be redundant shortly as well, you know.
Oscar, if you make a ball, if you shoot him here and give a blueprint on how to beat Pacquiao.
Yeah. But anyway, we've got some Twitter questions here anyway. First one comes in for Paul. He says, has Manny or Floyd ever been for a cheeky Nando's? And if not, why not? They're clearly helping AJ become the beast that he is. But on a serious note, Manny said it's his last fight. Any chance Manny has lost another step and wants a cash out?
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, it's the same.
They both lost a step and they both want a cash out.
Exactly. I think that's, you know, apart from the other factors of like Heyman forcing them, I also think that's a factor that, you know, they're both nearing the end and they think, well, might as well do it. We're going to get 100 million out of this. And I think that Floyd has definitely gone for a cheeky Nando's before.
At the end of the last fight in the post-fight interview, we heard Floyd, for the first time that I can recall, actually admit that he felt slow and sluggish in the fight. He said he felt better in the first fight. which he looked much worse in. So, I mean, was he admitting to us that he slipped a bit? I mean, that was a rare candid moment from Floyd, I think.
Well, what is he, 39 now, isn't he? I mean, I wouldn't say he's better Hopkins type. I mean, obviously, if you go on as long as Hopkins is on, you're going to end up picking up a few losses along the way, and then that's his claim to be the best ever over with, you know?
I don't think he's going to retire after these six fights. Why is he going to retire? Unless he loses, why is he going to retire when he's making this much money? I think he's got a six fight deal, obviously, but I think we'll probably see him. He'll look the highest bidder. If it's HBO or Showtime, whoever pays more money. I think he'll definitely fight again after September, regardless.
I think so too. If not just to keep making the money, he'll retire and then eventually have to come back because he's blown his money, which is sort of inevitable.
Well, I mean, don't forget too. I mean, he still does have that other fight on the contract. And remember, I think it's about 33 or 32 million guaranteed a fight. I don't care who you are. Like, if you have guaranteed money just sitting out there, just waiting to be collected, as long as you fight somebody semi-legitimate, then, I mean, he's obviously going to come back for another fight. Now, if this is a close fight, that guarantee won't mean anything because, you know, they'll just, I mean, the Pacquiao rematch, I mean, he won't need that guarantee. But if the Pacquiao rematch doesn't present itself for whatever reason, then, you know, he can get another 32 million guaranteed for fighting Danny Garcia or Khan or somebody. I mean, it doesn't, so no one's gonna leave that on the table. And then after he's done with that, let's assume he wins this fight and then he wins his next fight, he's sitting at 49-0. I think the temptation to come back and get to 50 to surpass Marciano might be, a strong motivator. We'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, he certainly has the skills to carry on fighting for a while because his game is based on counterpunching, timing, sort of essential, rudimentary, fundamental boxing skills. And, he's not a fighter that relies too much on his athleticism, even though he is very athletic. He's not a fighter that relies too much on his speed, even though he is very fast. He's not a fighter that, like, he can still probably school, like, I would say 99% of all the contenders in and around his weight class, even at an advanced age, because he's that good. So, I mean, if he wants to keep fighting, I think he could still continue fighting and winning fights against young prime contenders.
Right, Donnie's hoping that Manny gets schooled so that Khan gets to take Mayweather's up.
No, I'm not actually, because Khan won't fight him in September, so it's a lost cause. I have to hope for Mayweather chasing victory number 50.
Rob Palmer's asking, what was the closest opponent Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao have faced to each other?
Future.
Hard one.
You've got to see the way that Mosley actually his game plan set out that it's probably the closest one.
Yeah, against Pacquiao. Yeah, I can see what you're saying there.
You know, probably Zab Judah would be the closest that Mayweather had fought to.
Southpaw,
and obviously the straight left hand. So that's what I mean.
Zab Judah and Shane Mosley. So that's the two that Tommy's put up. You guys can think of anything else? I mean, Southpaw I can think of, he's fought, but obviously isn't the same style as Manny Pacquiao. Was it no Baldemir? Was he not a left-hander?
The chat is saying Marquez is Pacquiao's closest to Floyd.
Absolutely nothing like Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, everybody says that. Everybody says that, but... They're not really that alike.
Floyd doesn't stand in the pocket sometimes and unload combinations like that. You know,
everybody sees that. Manny Pacquiao, Mayweather will beat him because he's what Marquez done. They're both counterpunchers. They're different types of counterpunchers. Marquez stands in front of Manny Pacquiao and he lets go with three and four punches. He stands in the pocket. Is Mayweather going to stand in front of him? Of course he's not. He's going to be on his bike and he's going to be thrown one shot at a time. There is absolutely no comparison between those fighters.
Juan Manuel isn't afraid to get hit, to get his own punches off. That's the thing. I mean, he'll stand in the pocket, he'll try punches as well. There's nothing wrong with, obviously, what Floyd does, but I think it's different kind of counter-punching. I mean, I can see why people say it, but, you know, I don't think that's going to play much into this fight. I mean, you know, the triangle theory, you know, Pacquiao's always struggled with Marquez, and obviously Mayweather beat him easily, but you know, that doesn't work in boxing. And I just think, you know, they're both counterpunchers, but they're different types.
Marquez isn't even the best counterpuncher Pacquiao's fought. Look at fucking Barrera. He's a much better counterpuncher than Marquez and Martin. And Pacquiao absolutely destroyed him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why this fight is so interesting. It's because, you know, stylistically, I think they do present not just the fact that they're both, you know, number 1A, pound for pound, that type of thing, but also because stylistically, I think they do present certain challenges that the other fighter hasn't either. Well, if you want to be negative, you could say that, you know, they've stylistically selected their opponents to avoid certain types of fighters. Or you could just say that there's not a lot of other fighters out there who mirror Floyd or who mirror Manny, so it's hard to fight, you know, somebody who is a sort of a carbon copy or a semi-carbon copy. But I mean, yeah, that's one of the reasons why the fight is compelling too, is because, you know, okay, Floyd doesn't like southpaws, if you think he's ducking southpaws or whatever, or he just hasn't had the occasion to fight southpaws, if you are pro Floyd, whatever. But I mean, you know, people say Floyd doesn't like speed too much. People say Manny doesn't like people that counterpunch, because I know that we just sort of established that Marquez isn't similar, but, you know, I mean, that's an example of a counterpuncher who did give him trouble. So, you know, each guy brings stylistic elements to the table that will test everything that the other fighter has, and I think that that's, you know, going to make for a compelling fight.
The thing with Marquez and Manny was Marquez kept getting his... It's his feet that he packed with trouble. He keeps getting his foot on the outside the Marquez. He's standing in the pocket, he's getting his foot on the outside. He's not going to stand and do that, is he?
Marquez hooked up with Mimo, that helped.
Yeah. Even before it was it's Marquez. I've said it for years, it's Marquez's feet that caused Packle the problems. He managed to get his lead foot on the outside, and obviously, that's the battle between a southpaw and a orthodox fighter. You know, Marquez is just smart on him on the inside.
Next question, briefly. Lee Davis is asking, how do I cope with the mainstream media talking utter shite about this fight? Simple, switch it off. Don't read it.
No, sit back and laugh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what I do. We retweet it and take the piss and mock it on Twitter. It's good fun.
I just want to say something on that. Sorry. I mean, I've noticed a lot of the guys who don't follow boxing at all, apart from when a big fight like this happens, they've started, you know, showing their tweets now.
And Max Branning?
Well, no, I saw someone on Twitter the other day, and it must have been retweeted, God knows how many times, but he said something along the lines of Floyd Mayweather, you know, he wouldn't be nothing if he fought when Tyson was around. You know, against Tyson, it's like... And you're going to get a lot of those as it gets nearer and nearer. But, you know, at least, you know, maybe some will stick around and become, you know, big fans of the sport.
Well, that's obviously the whole aspect of this fight is going to draw in younger fans, new fans, hopefully. But, again, I mean, you're going to have the Hollywood A-listers out for this fight, you know, while the working-class man or the blue-collar man is basically told to go fuck himself and pay for the pay-per-view.
We're losing you, Andy.
But let's hope it's a good fight, because this fight is going to have a lot of attention.
Would you say, Donny?
Oh, I don't know if it was me. I was just having trouble hearing.
All right. Nick Thompson is asking, which fighter will have the best legacy, and will the result affect either fighter standing much?
Yeah, of course it's going to affect their standing. I mean, people have long said that if Floyd never took the Pacquiao fight, then it is going to hinder how people view him in the long run. I think that, yeah, you know, some people will completely overrate him at the moment, and I think some people do underrate him. And I think the fact that this is, you know, 5 or 6 years too late, you can't ignore that fact when trying to assess either man's legacy. But I think if Floyd completely dominates and scores him, yeah, it's got to put him up a few places in most people's estimations. I mean, it's up for debate where he is.
Top 10? Right
now. No, never top 10.
Top 20?
I'd say top 30 for me if he beats Pacquiao convincingly, like proper schools him. You know, he'd have to go on and do something like, you know, beat Golovkin and dominate the middleweight division for him to even get close to a top 20, top 10 sort of situation. But
I think... Oh, sorry, Andy.
No, you jumped to that. I actually forgot what I was going to say. When you go just now to remember what I was going to say.
Well, all I was going to say is prior to this fight, I think if neither one of them, if they hadn't fought each other, I think Pacquiao would have been, based on his resume, ranked higher, in my opinion, because of the Marquez, or excuse me, because of the Barrera and Morales wins, 2 out of 3 for Morales, and, you know, two big ones over Barrera, and so... you know, I always said that those were such, you know, to have those sort of all-time greats on your resume multiple times, obviously I thought that that was a big resume booster for him. But now I think that because, you know, you have two all-time greats facing each other, I think clearly the winner will always be obviously ranked higher than the loser. I can't foresee any scenario where that isn't true.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The thing is, as well, is regardless who wins, if one of them is dominant against the other, vice versa, etc., you're going to have either a Floyd Stan or a Pactar basically saying, oh, but he was past his best. You know, that's what's going to happen. You know, you just notice what's going to happen. But anyway, I want to move on slightly to, you know, this fight still hasn't got a name, apparently. You know how all the big fights, like the Rumble in the Jungle, Uno Mas, and Fight of the Century, and Thriller Manila, all had those legendary...
I thought it did have a name. I thought it was something really shit.
According to Espinosa, it's not got a name yet. They're still looking for one. You had the drama in Bahama, for instance, for Ali against Berbick. Some of the names I've been... Well, I tweeted to Espinosa, I want to see this titled, finally... But some of the names I've been saving.
That was but finally was the one that was Lewis. I mean, I'm sorry, that was Tyson Holyfield. One was called Finally.
Right.
Well,
the ones that I've seen is Mayday is Payday, Outrageous in Vegas, Money Man versus Pac Man, The Wait is Over, and I'm not really convinced with these two. The Ultimate Pension Plan and the 5-year engagement.
I think The Wait is Over is the best out of those, to be honest. I think that is probably the more legitimate out of any of them. You can't have The Fight, because we've seen that.
I know Hagler Hearns, it was a fight.
Yeah.
Hagler
was that
Hearns
The War? No.
No. Well, man,
which one was The War?
That was Hagler Hearns.
So the fight was one of Leonard's Duran, wasn't it? Or Leonard Hearns?
Is it the super fight? I don't know. Find out what the thing was called.
I quite like Finally for the name of the fight. You should get The Rock in the ring before it just to go, Finally!
Tommy got a bit excited then.
Kurt, do you want to call it that one?
No.
I liked, you know, another one I liked, speaking of, like, you know, taglines for fights, was they didn't, I don't know if it necessarily had a tagline, but for Lewis Tyson, they just sort of highlighted the text.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, that was
that was great. Yeah,
that's one of my favorites. That.
Yeah.
Still trying to find the name. I'm pretty certain it was Leonard Hagler. It was The Fight. Another one died. Hearns Hagler must have been The War. I think it was. Pretty sure it was that one.
Yeah. I think they changed it, didn't they? Afterwards, once they.
I think they should reuse the "Who Are You Picking" one. That was a great one.
Oh, Star Power. That was for Mosley.
Somebody needs to call Don King and get him to come up with something.
or if you want to think of
it. Comes out with quite a few good ones. Matchroom comes out with quite a few tag names, actually, I must admit.
If you want to think of awesomely better ones, I believe Mayweather Baldemir was titled Risky Business.
Shocking.
No, it was Pretty Risky, playing on Pretty Boy Floyd, yeah.
I want to take a wee bit of time here to shit upon Jeff, no quotes, Powell. The Americans might not know who this guy is, but Jeff, no quotes, Powell actually writes for the Daily Mail or the Daily Snail, that right-wing conservative newspaper. He's just basically, he writes shit after shit article. He's fucking awful, and he always gets fucking front row tickets, press passes for the big main events and stuff, and writes articles with absolutely no quotes whatsoever. Him as well. He says that Sky Sports' favourite is to land Floyd Mayweather's £160 million mega fight against Manny Pacquiao, but BT, ITV and Box Nation could consider a £6 million bid for Schroeder. Is he fucking serious? Does he really expect ITV to put in £6 million for this fucking fight than Box Nation? We're going to get £6 million. He's going to have to go around the store selling the fucking thing.
Andy, that's not. I mean, I don't. Maybe I don't know the dynamics of the UK television market, but I mean, well, I guess you guys have a lot fewer people than us, obviously. But I mean, like over here, like I mean, $6 million for an NFL game would be cheap. You know what I mean? Because of all the eyes that'll be on it, and then if they put it on, public television, free to air television. I mean, they just air commercials before, after, and between rounds, and you know, there's your money right there. I mean, it's easy to make it up. It's big as the goddamn Super Bowl, for God's sakes.
Well, the thing is, ITV's not pay per view. No quotes. Powell is basically saying the rights are expected to cost between $5 and $10 million. Well, how come Espinosa's stating that it hasn't even been decided in the UK yet as to who's going to be holding what? I mean, he's wrote a whole fucking article here with pictures galore, that shitty wee 16-second video, and guess what? Not a single bloody quote in the article.
Is there any chance it might be pay per view for you guys or no?
Possibly.
If it's on Sky, it will be.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you who else. I think
BT might bid for it as well. According to no quotes, he's going to be bidding for it. Yeah, they're going to be bidding for it.
Let's be honest, Frank needs this fight. I mean, if he can get this fight, that will really drive the subscription numbers up a bit. And
do you think they'll charge extra for this fight if Box Nation get this?
Definitely, mate. This is my, I don't care who's going to get it. I think apart from ITV, obviously, I think if Sky get it, I think we're going to be forced to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, surely Sky are going to get it, aren't they?
Will
you be buying this stuff?
Well, I'll be what?
£2.
Shut the question.
£2.23 is what I'm, most I'm spending on this fight.
Yeah, me and Andy have already got a plan sorted for that.
Alright.
What is the plan?
Well, we're not going to discuss it on here in case it gets knocked in, so we'll discuss it after the show. Just
from using the Alex Morris school
from some of the
team stream. Team stream all the way. What I was going to say is, especially for Dave and Donnie, is there any word over there, guys, as to how much you're going to be forced to pay for it? I mean, no quotes, basically staying. It's 95. I've heard quotes. Standard definition is going to be $85 and $100 for HD. What is the word over there?
That's what I've heard as well. But, you know, I think they haven't decided yet precisely because, you know what they're going to do? They're going to have focus groups, okay? Because they're going to maximize their money on this, obviously. And they're going to find out, you know, okay, if we have a price to fight this, how many people will buy it? If we raise the price, you know, is everyone still going to buy it? Is, you know, or 5% less people going to buy it? Because if it's 5% less, but you charge 10% more, then you actually make money. You know what I mean? So they're just going to find that sweet spot where they maximize their money. And you can do that by doing, you know, consumer market research. And I'm sure that's what they're doing right now before they roll out the, you know, the fight and the price.
But they've got you bent over a barrel as well, though. This is the thing. They charge you $75 for Floyd Mayweather versus Maidana. You know, for Floyd Mayweather...
They didn't charge me. I went to the bar for free.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if they can get people to pay that for Floyd Mayweather versus Maidana, they can charge whatever the fuck they want for this fight. It's absolutely massive. And they're going to push it as high as they can, like you said, until they reach that sweet spot. And I think it will be at least $100, I reckon.
But can you imagine if Sky get this fight, though, and this huge fight, and we got to listen to Nick Hall and then Jim Watt? I mean, the thought
is
just... No, fuck's sake. Team stream, I'll be getting... Well, just talking about that, obviously, you know, if you're going to get, Clarence, if you're listening, mate, if you can get on to Skype, mate, yep, just jump on the call. Kurt wanted to mention the commentary team. Now, are you all happy with it? Jim Lampley, Al Bernstein, and Roy Jones on the commentary, Max Kellerman, Jim Gray doing their bits in the ring. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it'll be Buffer and,
they're sharing.
For that, so you know, are you guys happy with that? Are you guys happy with that?
Sounds good to me.
I'm not really sure Buffer and Lennon could get that guy through the Naps last week.
I forget his name. I did the Portsmouth fight. He didn't really shoot it as much.
That was painful, man. You were just waiting at the guy going,
you know, I'll tell you something. Lampley, I mean, I think the reason why he got it is obviously because I think that, you know, Mauro Ranallo was still kind of new, still kind of coming into his own. And for a lot of people, the voice, you know, the blow-by-blow voice that they're used to is Jim Lampley. But he's really fucking lucky that, you know, that he got on that team, because apparently Mayweather's team didn't want him because they were pretty goddamn offended about what he said on that fight game show. Yeah. And you know what? I don't blame him for being mad about that. Like, I mean, that was... It was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, so, that was pretty hard. Lampley actually put it out. It was his opinion. He just puts it out as fact. He says, fact is, Floyd Mayweather's retirement can't come soon enough. I mean, that's pretty bold. And,
yeah, I mean, and you know, weird. And like, I mean, I'm pretty sure Paulie got left off the broadcast team because of...
Yeah.
Yeah, because of all of his PED allegations against Pacquiao, which, to be fair to Paulie, were made in private interviews, you know, with him as a fighter, not with him. He's never said anything like that in his commentator role. And he often talks about how, like, he's like, let me, you know, go and be a fighter for a second and then put my commentator hat back on. So he does do his best to keep those in separate boxes. And I have every confidence that if he had been appointed to the commentary team, that he would have called this straight down the line. He seems to be pretty... No, he seems to be pretty good at wearing different hats like that.
He's good commentator. I really like the way Paulie's come out, and he's really good at, you know, analysis and things like that. He really is good at calling the fights, but the fact is...
He's got his moments, like, he is biased at times. I mean, look at Conor Maidana, no, for instance. He's not totally unbiased.
Well, no one's perfect. I mean, no, everyone's going to have bias of some degree, but I think that how hard he's gone in against Pacquiao and the sort of rage he's built up in that... In the whole thing, I think it's almost inevitable, and I think that Clarence,
how you doing, mate?
How you doing, bro?
Clarence Tillman on the line, heavyweight fighter from birthplace New Orleans, stays in New Zealand. Clarence, are you stoked for this fight, bud?
Yeah, I'm happy it's finally taking place.
I take it you're beside me, Floyd. Do you think Floyd's going to pull it off?
Yeah, I think he's going to pull it off, but not for the reasons most people think. Some people are being idiotic, saying that he's just going to, you know, put a boxing lesson on and things of that nature. It's not going to happen. Throughout history, most big fights, it is
never live up to expectations.
Yeah, it won't live up to expectations, and you don't always see just a total domination when you have two elite fighters. You know, sometimes, of course, you see somebody just get punished, but most times it's a fairly even fight in which will swing by a few rounds.
You think you know, I was reading comments from Bernard Hopkins. He thinks it's going to be target practice after 6-7 rounds for Mayweather. How much do you think has Pacquiao got left? Is he mentally the same fighter?
I'm not necessarily sure that he's the same fighter, but you also got to take into account this is the fight that he's been focused on for a long time. So maybe an entirely different animal may show up May 2nd.
Well, that's the thing. When you talk about, you know, Manny's had these allegations of, you know, he's not got the eye of the tiger anymore, he doesn't want to hurt his opponents, etc. You saw him carry Margarito for the last two or three rounds, didn't want to do him permanent damage of any sort. Considering the amount of stick and allegations he's had from the Mayweather clan over the last 6 years, you think this is going to really stoke his fires? He's going to come out there and make a point?
I think he's going to come out with the intention to prove that he is the best, which I think can work against him because he'll be wide open to a lot of shots. That's the reason I think he'll lose, because he'll be so, like, this is the biggest boxing thing in my lifetime, I know for a fact, but this is big shit. So he's going to be trying to get it on.
Tommy, yeah, like you want
to... No, I'm just wondering, you think it might be a bit like the Hatton fight, Clarence? Maybe Hatton came in a bit too over-eager.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. Where a guy who he is so pumped up for the fight, he leaves himself too open. And Ricky Hatton, he walked straight into a punch. That shit didn't even... Man, he didn't have to do nothing. He just threw a fucking left hand. And he was right there to be hit. You know, so a lot of times when a guy is just too over-anxious, he can leave himself open. Now, that's one thing about Floyd. We have never seen him over-anxious. He's always calm. He's always in control. But if Manny can land something huge and hurt him, then we're going to see a fight.
You think Floyd will
think we're going to see if he hurts him early, I think we could get a fight.
Then we're going to see. Who's there to survive with his crazy ass dad in the corner? That's another X factor. He's a total different fighter when his dad is in the corner. And I just can't wait, man. I'm already tired of talking about it and reading articles about it already. And it's only been signed with.
I am the
well,
same.
So is Andy. That's why we're doing this one show.
We're doing this one-off show, mate, and then we're not discussing it, from my perspective, for at least until fight week. I'm sick and tired. We've been here over 6 years, forums, Twitter, Facebook, the whole shebang. I can't do it anymore, mate. I mean, listen, what more can we discuss? It's not already been discussed in the past. Drug testing, the split, the venue, the gloves, the weight, the titles, etc., etc. It's all been done to death. We can't discuss it anymore.
Yeah, it's like, what else can be dissected? What else can be... There's nothing new. None of them are going to change. One's 37, the other 36, or however they are. Nothing's going to change. They are who they are. Now is just time to get the shit on and see what happens.
Exactly, man. As it says, there's no title for the fight yet. What do you fancy the title for this fight getting called?
Finally.
Yes, that's what I said. That was my one as well, mate. That was my one as well. Finally. And finally, mate, last question. Give me your breakdown. Is it going to be Mayweather by 116-112 type decision, or is it going to pick him apart and maybe get a late stoppage with Manny kind of perhaps getting reckless, as we say, maybe like how Hatton got? Does Pacquiao walk into something, finally get stopped?
I think once the fight gets going, about third or fourth round, we'll see Floyd begin to take control. That's just what I think, but I don't think he'll stop him unless he's just going for it, which I'm not sure that he's willing to go for it. He's perfectly fine with boxing his head off and getting the win, but I think after about 4 or 5 rounds, I just think Manny will be just too. By that time, he will be. He's been getting hit with so many clean punches and counter punches that it'll pretty much be over by then.
Go ahead. No, so do you think though that, like you said, and we talked about this earlier too, but you know the fact that sometimes Mayweather is sort of, some people say he collects data in the first four rounds or 5 rounds or whatever, and sometimes I feel like he gives away a few of those rounds. Do you think it's a possibility that if Manny's throwing a high punch volume in those first few rounds, and he can manage to nick him on the cards, say for 3 out of the first 4 or something like that? Mayweather will be able to make the adjustment in time to get the decision and make it clear for the judges?
He better. Because it's still Las Vegas, and that's Bob Arum's town, no matter what Floyd thinks. It's still Bob Arum's town. You know, we saw that with numerous fights. So Floyd has to be... He just has to be aware. Because he's still Bob Arum. When it comes to Bob Arum and Don King, you put nothing past those people when it comes to judges and things of that nature. So, by his father being in the corner, I think that'll help a lot because, his dad is a different animal. That's why he doesn't train a lot of different fighters because most people can't deal with him. And I've been in his gym with him training guys, and I was just looking like, dude, how the fuck can they deal with that shit? He's talking to grown men like they're children.
Because his only experience is training his child. So that makes perfect sense, yeah. He's just a good motivator, you think? I mean, for the kind of person that responds to aggressive sort of treatment?
What people don't understand is, Floyd is in people who have been around them a lot, and Jeff was my trainer for a while, so I was around their family fairly a bit. Floyd is scared of his dad, and I don't give a damn if you're 50 years old and you have all the money in the world. Psychologically, There's things in his brain that only his dad can do. No matter how much he gets on TV and cuss his dad out and fuck you, dad. Listen, in his mind, he knows that's one person who can get things out of him that Roger can't get out of him. Fucking Emmanuel Stewart can't get out of him. Nobody can get out of him.
Certainly going to be interesting. The build up to the fight with Roach and Mayweather Sr. with the verbal sparring going back and forward. It should be some good stuff.
I can't believe they're not doing 24/7 for that very reason. I mean, the trash talk would be epic. It's just so sad they're not having one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand why they just can't have it and put it on both channels.
Yeah, true. Clarence, before we let you go, what is the latest for your career? When are you going to be back in the ring next?
I'm not even sure, man. I actually, like, ran everything yesterday. They called me about a fight at the end of March on the Super 8 undercard, but I haven't given them an answer or anything yet. If I'm not in shape, I'm not going to fucking do it, man. I, you know, living on an island is good life, man. Sometimes it's hard to get up and want to fucking go run, man.
Yeah, I was just going to say, mate, you weighed 271 pounds for your last fight. You know, you're a wee bit out of shape just now, you know.
Fuck, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, Clarence, tell him to fuck off.
Yeah, man. You know, you get a nice steak or something, you know. You're like, fuck this shit, man.
Quite right, mate. Just enjoy your semi-retirement. Clarence, it's good to have you on again, mate. All the best.
Yeah, bro. Take care.
All the best. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Good insight, man. Thanks.
That was Clarence Tillman. He's trained with Jeff Mayweather in the Mayweather gym. Obviously, he's a heavyweight gentleman as such. His last fight in December late last year. Guys, we're running almost an hour and a half. Now, just to close off with, I've been reading comments here about the fact there's obviously you're going to have the WBC, WBA, WBO and ring welterweight titles on the line here. The WBA have now says they may sanction Floyd's £154 title for the fight, and the WBC are again now creating a special belt for this fight.
What's the point?
Who gives a fuck? There's no need for this shit, is it? I mean,
I'll tell you what the point is that if Mayweather schools him or Pacquiao knocks him out and such that there's not a demand for the rematch. Let's say if Pacquiao, for instance, were to knock him out or something, I think it would set up a fight with Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, for at 154 for a title. So this way, the winner gets the title and probably can fight Canelo in case the rematch isn't a feasible option. So I think that's probably what it is. It's just about money, and also, yeah, the idea that there's always a chance that if one of them wins, that they'll defend it. You never know.
I suppose this belt that WBC are creating isn't really a championship of sorts. It's probably some sort of kind of special belt between the two fighters. Who knows? You know, I really don't know. I really don't give a shit. I mean, it's just like this diamond title nonsense. I haven't seen one created since Sergio Martinez beat Zinsaruk or Mayweather beat Cotto, I think it was. I can't remember. I think we're going to get another caller on. I think we've got Declan coming on, Kurt. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just... Yes, the join call. I've just tried to add him.
Right. We've got Tommy back, eh?
Yo.
A couple more questions, haven't we?
Hey, stick them up then for us, mate.
Declan, yeah. He's disappeared. I think there's more in the staff that I put in there.
Alright, I'll just have a quick chat while we're trying to get Declan back on the call. Just while we're waiting then, Boxing Tippet Advice is asking, if the fight is won by KO or UD, would it elevate the winner to a top 10 all time? I think we've basically declared that's not going to be the case. I think each fighter would need to do something else in their career, like go up in weight, like Duran, Leonard, or Hearns did that exactly. Titchler's asking, how long after the final bell will Eddie Hearn tweet Floyd Pacquiao winner versus Brook at Wembley?
10 minutes at least.
So trying to get Declan on the call here. Just while we're waiting on the match coming on, I think the really good thing about the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight happening, it clears the board. You know, it gives us the chance now. We could potentially see, you know, Lou DiBella says it's a great year, 2015 coming up for boxing. We could probably see, the board being cleared. We've got Brooke can happen now. We can see maybe Canelo fight Golovkin or Cotto. We just don't know. But the good thing about this fucking fight happening now is, you know, Khan's got nowhere else to go. Khan wants a big money fight. He goes and fights Brooke.
Yeah, they opened negotiations today, apparently.
Did they?
Yeah, you can see that fight. I mean, Brooke will, you know, should he beat Jojo Dan, obviously. I mean, that fight now is surely going to be with a great chance of being made now, I would think.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing Khan against Cotto. I know you touched on it last week, you read the mail, but Khan's fucking huge. He's, how much is he weighing? How much did he make up the ring his last fight? I bet he caught was not that much
over. He came in at 163 or 4, I think it was.
See, if that fight, he was huge. If that fight could get made at 155 pounds, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Brooke's a big welterweight though, mate.
No, definitely. Oh, Brooke's huge, man. I don't know how you can make that weight.
Maybe Amir Khan's a chemically induced welterweight.
Bullshit!
See, that just planted the bait there.
Donnie, what's your buddy going to do at this wedding? How are you going to see this fight?
Oh, well, yeah, my friend is... I'm going to a wedding that day, and so he actually said...
Day of the fight. Day of the Mayweather Pacquiao fight.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So what he's doing is he's having the banquet hall buy it and put it in a room so that, you know, people can, you know, around fight time go watch it. Which is really good because I was starting to try to think of like my excuses, you know, like, oh, I don't know why, I think my dinner didn't agree with me, I think I need to go.
Yeah, he probably knew that many would be leaving otherwise.
I can see just now, that the bridegroom goes into the room to watch the fight, and his missus is left sitting like a spare prick at a wedding, you know, waiting for the husband to come back so she can go back and consummate the marriage. You know, come on, man.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that the girls will be, there'll be a lot of them pissed off when the guys leave to watch a fight, but it has to be done. So
true. It's got to be done. It's a one off. Declan on the call yet? No, we lost Declan.
I think he just said give him a couple of minutes.
I just wanted to make a comment about the judging. Yeah, like, I'm personally not too worried about dodgy judging. I mean, I know it's Vegas. There's a very good chance that we'll probably get something that's way off. But in a fight like this that everybody's going to be seeing, I think the fans are going to be the judges. And if it is wide in one way and somebody gets robbed, everyone's going to know. You know, everyone's going to see it. Everybody's going to know which guy won the fight, even if, unless it's a very close fight, and then which case doesn't really matter.
Dave, who's the female in the background, mate?
That's
my mom.
I thought it was your sat-nav.
Is that your mum? Go put her on the phone.
No, she doesn't want to talk.
Come on, put her on the phone.
Ask her who she thinks will win.
Come on, put her on the phone. I want to ask her a question.
What do you want to ask her? I'll tell her.
No, put her on the fucking phone. I'm not going to be a prick or anything like that. I'll be a gentleman. Put her on the phone.
Ah, okay.
he sounds a bit wary saying that.
What's her name, by the way?
Hello?
Hello, dear. What's your name? Hi, can you hear me?
I'm David's mom.
Hi, sorry. What's David's mom? What's your name?
I have a question for...
What's your name, sorry?
Cindy.
Cindy, are you pumped for the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight?
Oh, I can't wait, yeah. May 2nd, I'm ready.
Ready? Who's going to win?
I think Pacquiao's got to win for sure.
Yes,
we'll have that. We'll have that.
I'll give you back to David.
Thank you, cheers.
You have to go by who's cuter. Who's cuter, Pacquiao or Mayweather?
Oh, you like the Asian men, do you?
I like the Latinos.
Thanks for that. See,
David also thinks Pacquiao's cuter as well, so...
I know.
She would have been rooting for Marquez if she was there, yeah.
On the call, we've got Declan Taylor. Declan, are you there?
Hello.
How you doing, mate?
Good.
You sound kind of depressed. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That's good. Yeah. Tell us what's on your mind, then.
I think Pacquiao is going to win. I think. I just think, like, you know, obviously they've both lost, you know, since they've got older, they've both lost stuff since it should have happened. But I think in terms of what they've both lost, I'd say that Mayweather has gone backwards a bit more than Pacquiao, really, because the stuff that he relies on, I think, the most, the footwork and reactions in the Maidana fight seem to, you know, not be there as... Not, he didn't seem as sharp as he was, obviously, before, whereas Pacquiao, I mean, I know you can't really say much about Algeri, but he seems like he's still got the footwork and the hand speed, so I think probably I'd favour him, even though it's hard to pick against Mayweather, obviously, just because he seems to find a way, no matter who he fights, to get a decision.
You're not saying 100% confident, though, Declan, but would you be inclined, if you look at the odds, would you be inclined to punt some money on Pacquiao?
Probably, because he's obviously Mayweather's going to be the favourite, but I just think there's something about picking against Mayweather that, you know, even though I don't like him, I just think he's obviously more confident now than he was when he ducked him, you know, so he's obviously thinks that he's slowed down enough to finally fight him. But I do think, like you were saying before, I think if Pacquiao can get to him early, then, you know, that could make it, that could really make or break the fight, to be honest, because if Mayweather can stay away from him and you know, keep him off, then I just think then he'll just sort of win the rounds, basically. And I just think Pacquiao's got to, you know, go at him straight from the off and make sure that he's, you know, just doing enough, because obviously with it being in Vegas, and I just think that he needs to make sure that his work rate is at his best to be winning the rounds.
Yeah, I think he's really got to put it on him. Just everything he's got, put it on him, because I think, as I say, if you let Mayweather rest up or just let him pick his moments and stuff, by the later half of that fight, I think Mayweather would take control, and I'm sticking with my decision. I think Mayweather will take it 4 or 5 rounds on the cards pretty easily, but you know, you had Clarence there saying that it's maybe not that close a fight, you just don't know, and again as well, you just don't know if anything might crop up in training, that maybe wee injury that we don't know about that might actually just, you know, show up in the fight at some point, you just don't know.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Maidana fights, though, that's what gives me the confidence for Pacquiao, really, because, you know, I don't think he's going to waste as many punches as Maidana. You know, he isn't just going to be swinging, you know, wild punches, and the speed, I think, he'll definitely land punches, I think, compared to Maidana. I think he's definitely going to, we saw, you know, he's a bit more vulnerable now. I think he'll definitely get through at some point, but I'm just not sure the power is still there, to be honest.
Interesting. So finally, Declan, before we let you go, give me your final prediction for the fight. You know, you're not 100% confident in Pacquiao winning yet, but put your balls out in the line, mate. Tell us, who do you think?
I think I'll go for Pacquiao then. I might as well be brave. I'll go for Pacquiao then.
Pacquiao, late stoppage points?
I think points. I don't think he'll stop him. So I think just his work rate and winning it on points.
Interesting. Okay, Dylan, get yourself down to the bookies, mate. William Hill is offering 5-1 on that, so get down there, get a wee cheeky Eddie Hearn tenner on that.
Yeah. Nice one, yeah.
All the best, mate.
Cheers.
Dave the Hater, we're getting a request that you be replaced full time on this podcast by your mum.
I'm not surprised.
The thing is, she's less of what?
She's less of a hater than me.
Ah, true. But you see, at the end of the day, as well, as, you know, a typical female picking the guy who's the cutest.
Matt, Dave's been doing that for years.
Coming up next, I think we've got Paul coming on the line. Paul, you there, bud?
Hiya, mate. Can you hear me?
You do. First time caller, yeah?
Yeah, mate. Sort my mic out so I'm not ducking like Brian.
Ah, Chad Hogan, aye.
I'm not going to be able to for you. Quick,
hang your balls out in the line. Mayweather, Pacquiao, who's winning it?
Floyd.
But,
I'll be honest, I think Floyd will take it split, but if Manny gets to him early on, I think if he rocks me the first couple of rounds, Floyd will panic, and I think Manny will just swarm him. He'll either take him out late or get a clear point to win, I think.
Oh, Paul, just noticed something, mate. I think your comments really riled Brian King up. He's now wanting on the call now. We'll get him on after we've had you on, mate. As I said, you fancy a punt in this fight? Are you confident enough that, even though it might be a split decision victory, are you going to be able to lay some money down on Floyd? But obviously, you have to put down a fair amount of money to make a profit off it.
You see, I've been backing it for quite a while with mates. A lot of my mates have had it, so I've got... The problem is, if Floyd gets beat, I owe a lot of money out already. But I've just got a funny feeling. I don't know, last couple of days I've got a funny feeling that he might get caught early on, Floyd, and he's just going to backpedal, try and stay out of the way. And if he gets caught clean, I don't rate Manny's power at 147, but I don't think Floyd likes getting caught clean, does he? He doesn't get caught clean often, so when he does, I think it rocks. It doesn't rock him. It shakes him up a little bit. You saw it with Maidana when he was catching him clean. He was like a little bit, what's going on here, sort of thing. So I think if he does get him if he gets him early on, I think it's all money. But I think if Floyd can keep it tight, stay out of the way, do what he does, he'll take confidence from that, and I think it'll keep him off. But I think that's the main thing. It's how it starts.
I think the other thing as well is if he was to hurt him to the same degree that Mosley did in the second round, would Pacquiao have it in him to sustain an attack? Like, I mean, Mosley seemed to shoot his bolt. Maybe he was sugar-free. You just don't know. Maybe sugar-free Shane Mosley, you know?
That's the thing. I think if Manny catches him in one of them, he's going to follow it in. He's going to be on him. He'll just go out all for nothing with it. But I think Mosley had already... Well, his legs were gone, really, at that point. So I think with Manny, I think he's just going to... In a way, he sees it his last chance, sort of thing. Now, so if he sees even a small opportunity, he's just going to throw it all in and see what happens.
I'm just getting told in the mixer chat there, Paul. You from Oldham, yeah?
No. I'm the Brooks man from Sheffield.
Oh, you and Alex with you and Adam would have a lot in common then. You're a big Matchroom lover, yeah?
Yeah, not that much. I'm a Sheffield United fan, so you got to back Brook, aren't you? But let me tell you this: there is not 100%. There is no way that Brook will fight Bramall Lane. 100%, never. So whatever Ren says, no chance. The chairman said it on a number of occasions. The ground is not suited for it. They won't do it because they're pulling the pitch up and all sorts. So I don't know where Ren's pulling this out of his arse from, because it's pissing me off every 2 minutes.
Well, but how's Brooklyn? That's a bigger stadium.
Get the fuck away from that shit, all. While we're on Brook, he's already mentioning Floyd and Manny. No way, not in a million years is that going to happen. Khan will fight him maybe in the summer. And listen, I hate Khan. Khan will beat him.
Wow.
He's got Kilbrook's got a half-feet coming,
which is Jules Rodan, that's not awful. Well, I said to Lou DeBella about that fight, I said, is maybe Dan getting Brook at the right time, considering the slash, and he says, potentially, yeah.
Kilbrook looks impressive in that fight. He goes way up in my estimations.
Is Brook trying to get the Khan fight now because his leg is fucked? And he's kind of like he's thinking that he can roll Dan over pretty easily, and he's trying to cash out with Khan. Because I wouldn't be surprised if that's where they were going.
Well, Donnie's not on the call. Donnie's dropped off the call. He'd have been all over you over that statement there, no honesty, Paul, but he's not around, mate. Listen, you're a first-time caller, aren't you?
Yeah, mate.
Listen, hopefully you're back on Saturday. Sunday to discuss Frampton and the Tyson Fury fight. And maybe we'll see Eubanks Jr. pick up a title as well, mate. But thanks for calling in.
Well, cheers, lads.
Cheers, mate.
Nice one, mate.
Cheers. Now, I think we're going to witness history tonight, gentlemen. I think we're going to get the King Ducker himself, the Floyd Mayweather of the podcasts, Chad Hogan, a.k.a. Brian Hogan, is apparently calling in. And guess what? Steve Wellens isn't here to welcome to the show, but I'm sure he will do it on his behalf. Come on in, Chad. Let's have you, mate. Or Brian, what's his name? Brian, here we are.
Wait, what's the deal with this guy exactly? He's been wanted on the show for...
Here he comes. Brian!
Hello.
How's it happening, mate?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, okay.
Oh, I've got something special for you. Just hink it. Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao. Woo! Here we go.
Can you hear the echoes, mate?
He's on here.
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes! Woo! Can't wait, Bunsen!
That's
got to show him, cat. Oh, can't wait. Booked up last September. Oh, it's going to be minted. Your boy's going to get his cunt kicked in. I don't care if both of them are ripping out their bogs full of steroids. The two of them have been taking it. I don't really care. I'm just going to go there. I'm not going to get a ticket. Probably going to get mugged off some cunt. But
oh, it's going to. You booked up, yeah?
I booked up last September.
How much did you pay for it?
I got a really good deal. I was like a wee cheeky Nando's deal. Because we flew out last year and our flight got cancelled, as every cunt knew, because they took the piss right out of us. And we end up getting $1,000 each back. So I booked up the flights, and the flights cost £100. And my hotel cost me, £350. So for 10 days in the Luxor, flights included, it cost me £450. It's not much. It's not much. And obviously, when you're part of the money team, it's fuck all. And that's just the way it is.
Here's the thing, Brian. Here's the thing, right? Think about this, right? You get on the plane to Vegas, right? You smuggle your M cat on the plane with some.
No! I'm a Mandy man. Never mind your fucking mad cheeky M cat.
Right, okay, well, if you get your Charlie on the plane with you, right? You get there and you get to your hotel and it says, oh, "Sorry, Mr. King, we've double booked your hotel room. You're fucking on the street sleeping."
I'll sleep the box. I don't care. The fact, see, if I go there and there's like people looking for rooms and they're offering me good money for it, I'll easily sleep in the fucking the desert. I don't give a fuck. I'm a postman. I'll take money off MD.
Oh, you're admitting to dip in the bag, I take it, yeah?
Oh, easy, man. I'll take money off the Queen of any cunt, as long as I've got a wage.
Right, so give me official prediction then. Is Mayweather stopping him?
No. MD says that's absolutely fucking stupid. No cunt's getting a stoppage. I don't need... Pacquiao's not even going to stop him. I know yous are all like fucking Floyd haters, and yous are haters, by the way. It's like fucking Packtard Asylum on that place. but Floyd's got one of the best chins in boxing. I know people will bitch and moan about it and all that, but he's got one of the best chins. He's not going to get stopped. He's not going to stop Manny. I mean, I says that Floyd was going to do a gatti to Maidana, and I went over there and it was a fucking free-for-all, but so nobody's getting a stoppage. I don't know. I'm quite paranoid about this fight. It could go either way, I think.
That's what
you think Floyd's going to lose, then? You think Floyd's going to lose?
Hang on, there's a good possibility. I've always said it could be like 8-4 Floyd, but...
You think they could stiff him?
I don't think they'll stiff him. I don't think... See, this is another thing. These robberies things. You know, after, like, as soon as I heard the news about the fight and all that, for some reason I morphed into a fucking saddle like Matt and James. And like, started getting statistics out and started reading fucking scores and everything like a pure virgin. And maybe there's like 39 scorecards, he's like 136 in them. And like, two of them have like, been shady draws, and one's been De La Hoya. Like, other than that Castillo fight, which I still think he barely won, it doesn't get any like kind of favourable scores. Pacquiao said fucking what, 3 against Juan Man Marquez.
So, he deserved 2 of those.
Ah, no way. No way! Never. So,
Dave, we actually got
beat him the first time. Clearly,
we didn't beat him the
third time. Pretty clear.
And to be honest, I don't really like to say this. In fact, in case I start getting fucking caned, but the first Bradley fight, I had a draw. I did have a draw.
Oh, I did.
Maddie,
fucks.
Maddie wishes he was here.
No, honestly, I did. Maybe
how did you
I went
score
on,
that a draw? How did you score that a draw?
Because I didn't watch it live like everybody else, and I'd already seen everybody bitching about HBO's broadcast, so I deliberately kind of tried to look for other stuff. Like, the man he was missing fucking constantly, and they were turning around and saying that he was doing a Hadouken and all that, and nearly putting him on his arse. So, I don't really like watching like fights over and over and over, because then if I start getting different scores, it just kind of fucks it all up. So I've just kind of watched that once or twice, and I had that draw.
I watched it twice as well. I watched it live, 118-110 Pacquiao, and I watched it without sound the following morning, and I had it 115-113 for Pacquiao.
Nah,
and that was me really looking to score rounds for Bradley.
Yeah, I was the same. I had it wide for Pacquiao to begin with, but then I watched it again, and it was closer, but no chance was that a draw. No chance did Bradley win that.
Nah, well, I'm telling you right now, I'm right.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest, Brian. You started the call well, mate, but you're severely winding Hill by saying that fight was a draw, mate.
Well, see, I could have easily not even said anything there, but I thought, I'll just jump right in there and make myself look very a cunt.
You need to try and recover for that one, mate.
What's happening, Tony boy?
Tony?
The Tory?
Oh, Alex, you're talking to you, mate.
Tory boy.
I'm not a Tory.
I don't understand where this has come from. I'm not a Tory.
Middle England, are you not?
I'm from the southwest of England, yeah. My constituency is Tory, but I'm not a Tory.
It's fitting any place. It's like a fucking jigsaw.
Brian, I know this probably won't matter to you since you'll be live at the fight, but who do you see?
Have I mentioned that?
Which fighter, or which promoter do you think in the UK is going to be getting the rights to this?
Oh, it'll be definitely that fucking creepy bastard, him. It'll definitely be him.
See, I was thinking, from rumors we've heard about Al Heyman, I think for a few favors, Kelly Maloney's got this in a lock.
Maloney?
Kelly Maloney, she's got...
But because he's a transvestite and he loves pumping them?
Yep.
Fucking filthy.
Maloney and Ellerby getting it on pay-per-view.
I'd be pretty pissed off if Sky got it, to be perfectly honest, because they don't give a fuck about international fights, and they have the odd one here and there. I know people have got their complaints about Box Nation, but if it wasn't for that, well, yous don't even fucking pay for anything, I suppose, don't yous, no? So,
you're one of the fucking top. I'm Scottish, mate, I'm a tight cunt.
I'm getting other than BT Sports. I had to get Box Nation because...
You get pay-per-views for free, you cunt.
Aye, but I still complain about having to fucking pay for them, which I don't pay. I think Sky's going to get it, definitely. And then you'll just see that smug bastard in the black. Oh, Kell Brook's going to fight the winner in the black hole here. What a wanker. Shut the fuck up.
Jim Watt will I'd
love it if he had like a Maggie Thatcher stroke. It'd be hilarious. I fucking hate that man. Absolutely hate him. I don't know, I'm a Buchanan fan and I hate him. I wish that Jim Watt was the Jakey.
That's
fair that we have to listen to him every fucking week.
Well, you listen, mate, listen to us, if you listen to his podcast.
I don't know if Alex told you, but see after the Frotch Groves first fight, was it the first? It might have been the first one or it was the second one. Jim Watts pissed me off that much, I phoned up Sky the next day and cancelled my Sky, and they asked me why I cancelled it, and I was like, I don't want to really tell you, because I don't think you'll understand it. Like, why? I was like, because I hate Jim Watt. They're like, why? And I was like, because I fucking hate Jim Watt. I was like, I have to pay that fucker's wages. I was like, do you know that? And they're like, you've been serious? I was like, aye. Then they thought I was taking a piss, and I had to hang up. Aye, I cancelled Sky because of him. But then they offered me free Sky for 3 months, didn't I? So I kind of crawled back like a slag.
So, that's what Kurt does, actually. He phones him up and makes excuses to cancel, and then they give him a deal for like fucking 2 months or whatever.
Gets his fucking shom to the house, the lazy bastard.
There they go. Listen, Brian, good to have you on, mate. Don't be a stranger.
Ain't no bother. Don't be a hater.
Remember, mate, say no to drugs.
That'll be right. Brian, I'm going to Belfast the border, and I'm going to sniff the Fallashank Road.
I keep clear of transsexuals over in fucking Vegas, mate. You know, Al Heyman likes. No, Al Heyman likes to be transsexual now and again.
Don't we all?
Nah, speak for yourself.
Is that Brian? Is that Brian on?
That's Brian there, mate. Oh, Steve's
Brian,
on the line.
What's happening, man? What's happening?
It's happening, Steve. Where did we get the cuddle hooked up? Fucking beer back central.
You, man.
Who's that?
I had to mark this momentous occasion and come on and say fair play, Brian, man. You proved everybody wrong.
Listen, just like Floyd Mayweather, I pick and choose when I do it. Brian King decides when he comes on. So, aye, here I am.
You know, on that line, though, that Floyd is so fond of saying all roads lead to Floyd Mayweather. Who was the one who stalked him in the basketball game?
Oh, I don't even know what to say to that. 47-0, that's what I'm saying. See just one thing, you know how, like, don't know whether you're used there or not, but see when like, people kind of lose a pure plot or this TBE shit, this is just a market ploy, and it works. All you then can end up going mental, he actually thinks it. I don't think it, and if I don't even think he's the best fighter of the last 20-30 years, but That's what I make money.
He thinks it. That's the point.
I don't think he... No, he definitely doesn't think...
He does it. Look at the fucking ego on the man. He's absolutely off his nut.
That's because he's cool as fuck.
Cool as fuck.
He can wear riding boots at basketball games and get away with it.
Listen, gentlemen, I'll have to break up this bromance because our recording's going to end in a couple of minutes. So,
Stevie,
Brian,
I totally love you. I'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, man, I'm there. I'm hanging up now, lads. I'm hanging up, Brian.
Hey, Steve. Right, lads. Brian, cheers for that, bud.
No bother, mate. Cheer
all
up.
The best. Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Brian.
Finally get good to get Steve and Brian on the same call after so many years or so many months of ducking. Guys, any closing thoughts on what's going to be happening May 2nd? Because as I say, this is going to be the final podcast that we're going to be discussing the fight until fight week.
I've got a bit of a headache. That was like a Rab C. Nesbitt episode, wasn't it?
it was totally worth the wait.
I think he's definitely on something there, though, Tommy? You should know, mate.
Oh, he's going to be in the staff, mate.
He's definitely on the staff. He's on the dandruff, either that or he's on the fucking... He's on the MCAT, but he says he doesn't like MCAT, so it's got to be that he's on the speed. The Billy Whiz. Got me on the Billy Whiz.
Guys, before we all sign off, though, I want everybody's picks, like, a couple months ahead. Just who's going to win and how.
Mayweather points. Kurt.
Yeah, Mayweather competitive points decision.
Alex.
Pacquiao close points.
Tommy.
It breaks my heart to say it, but me with our points, but Pacquiao will probably win and make me look like a cunt.
Dave, you finally.
I just hope it's competitive. Floyd, close points decision. I think it is going to be competitive.
Let's just hope for a good fight. You know, listen, these big fights never usually kind of produce. Let's hope that we finally get our Super Bowl. We're going to get a big fight, hopefully. As I say, we've actually bent to pressure of my peers, Tommy, Alex, and Donnie, and that have all, and Kurt have all been kind of saying, listen, Andy, you need to do this show, mate. So I've done it. Hopefully you're happy with it. If you're not, go fuck yourself. We'll speak to you a week before the fight. Up on Sunday, we'll be back to your normal business. I'd like to thank the panel, Kurt Ward, Donnie Baseball, David Loback, David Loback's mum Sunday, Alex Boris, Tommy Allen. I'd like to thank Brian King, a.k.a. Chad Hogan, Paul, Declan, Clarence Tillman. I've been your host, Andy Patterson, and we'll see you on Sunday. All the best.
Okay, thanks. Carl Froch, top 10, pound for pound.
Wanker.
Cindy Lowback, pound for pound, top 10.